Yonder Mountain String Band is in the studio. Keegan is across the hall, and we're going to send it over there with Keegan on WNKU.
That's right. We are here with the Yonder Mountain String Band in the studio down the hall, and they're in Covington Madison Theater tonight for a concert, and kind enough to drop by. We're going to talk to them in a little bit, but first, let's hear something.
It's nice to be here, everybody.
Haven't I been down this road before? I recognize this place, although I can't be sure. Don't I own myself a little more? Didn't play my cards right then. Will I play the same hand once again? And we choose to walk the straight line, thinking it's the wind that's trying to push us to the side. Never stop to take a look behind, hoping that tomorrow we'll see us safely down the straight line. Thought I seen some good in this straight line. The road, it's smooth and easy, but never changes with the miles. And with each step I seem to get more tired. But someone up around the bend, well, I heard them say the road, no, it never ends. And we choose to walk the straight line, thinking it's the wind that's trying to push us to the side. And never stop to take a look behind, hoping that tomorrow will see us safely down the straight line. This road before, I always trust my neighbors and I always lock the door. Don't I own myself a little more? Cause in the end the rising sun illuminates a life never begun. What good is it to walk the straight line, thinking it's the wind that's trying to push us to the side? Never stop to take a look behind, hoping that tomorrow will see us safely down the straight line. See us safely down the straight line. The straight line.
WNKU 104.1 105.9 in the studio with the Yonder Mountain String Band at the Madison Theater tonight in Covington. Thanks, guys, for showing up today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
I know. Rode hard, put away wet.
That's right. I know it's a little early for you, but we appreciate it very much. Now you're winding up your tour, right?
Yeah.
This is the end of it.
This is the last weekend of our 4-week trip. Yeah.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
And constant, huh?
Constant, yeah. It's
been going pretty good.
Pounding the pavement. Gotta sell those Girl Scout cookies, you know. But yeah, it's been a great run. This is actually tonight isn't quite sold out, but it's probably going to end up that way. And
we'll get it
if this weekend's up right, we've sold out the last 2 weeks of the trip. So.
All right, that's
close
great.
To it. You know,
that's
it's been
great.
Great.
You're based out of Boulder, right?
Based out of Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Are you guys from Colorado?
Not a single one of us. Not even close. Very, very east of the Mississippi. Dave, who plays banjo, and myself, Jeff plays mandolin, we're from Chicago area.
Wow.
Ben and Adam are from Boston area. So,
well, how,
yeah.
How did that happen?
That's where my mom gave birth to me.
Yeah, mine too. Except, and we just all happen to be wicked cool too, and love obviously bluegrass music, which we have all of our have a roots in.
So you
roots.
Just well, you got together in Colorado, I guess, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Dave and I met each other in Central Illinois, and we migrated out to Colorado due to the music scene, and met Ben and Adam there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just kind of squashed together into Yonder Mountain String Band.
Well, so. Introduce us to everybody.
Please go. Let's go down the line from center to left.
I am Adam Angela, and I play guitar.
I'm Jeff Austin. I play mandolin. I talk every now and then.
My name is Ben. I do funny things with my eyebrows. Check it out.
And he's doing it now.
Yeah, so you couldn't
Look
tell, but it really
radio.
Is, it's really I know. I think it was really awesome. Anyhow, I play the bass and waste time. By saying things.
I'm Dave Johnston. I play the banjo, and the rumors are true. Keep spreading them. I enjoy it.
Well, let's hear something else.
Sweet.
Comes the day. It turns out this way. I see you sitting on a parking block in a strip mall parking lot, wild and sweet the summer air. The only one there. Everywhere you went last night, how you missed it all. Cracked heads and Valentine's put up. Kept in line, why would you want to wait like that? Someone you can't come back, put your heart out on the fence. No consequence. I'm sorry, I promise you. I'm sorry, I promise you. I'm sorry.
Birthday. Don't worry.
1059 in studio with the Yonder Mountain String Band at the Madison Theater tonight in Covington, along with the infamous String Dusters.
Yes.
You guys played with them?
Yeah, they were on the road with us the majority of October, and they've been on the road with us almost this entire tour.
Yeah.
They're just great guys. Yeah. They're such a great, I think, a positive reflection of where bluegrass is kind of heading and stuff like that. And they're just, they embrace everybody, and they're just great pickers and great guys. You know, we usually don't have openers. Uh-huh. If we do, it'll be like Todd Snyder, who's a family to us, you know. And so, but these guys just fit so well. We get to do a lot of cross-pollinating, a lot of sit-ins and stuff, and they're awesome. If you haven't heard them, you got to get there early because they're great. They're witty, and they're great pickers. So.
Well, you mentioned Todd Snyder.
You've
done some work with him. He's been in here a few times.
Love Todd.
Yeah,
can't say enough. He's like a big brother to me.
We've
done some writing, and we're going to do some more writing in June together, and I'm really excited for that. So.
Well, speaking of that, do you have anything going as far as in the studio?
You know, we on this tour, actually, I think we might have found the spot where we're going to make our next record. We'll kind of keep that to ourselves, but
it'll be a secret.
Yeah, a little secret. But we've got a stockpile of material that we've all individually written, and then we've got a chunk of material that we've started co-writing together, the four of us, and I think it's a pretty strong batch of stuff whenever we do get in. But we'd love to get in this year, but you know, it'll probably be a year before you see anything out there actually.
Yeah. So. Now, you guys, 10, 11 years been together?
13 and a half.
13 and a half, the original?
Yes.
Okay, how do you
well,
do
the
that?
Exception, we had a rub board player, old Stubby. He didn't make it.
Stubby.
He couldn't live. The rules of the road ate him up.
Truthfully, I'm not sure he was ever really alive.
I am not quite sure either. He was really hard to move. I remember that.
Terrible.
This is a silly question because I can see it, but how do you manage to, after all these years, just get along? And or do you?
Toilet humor.
Psychotropic drugs.
That's what I figured, but
is that from crazy warm places? the psychotropics. Actually, regular visits to the psychotic tropics.
Absolutely.
You just got to keep it light, and you know, I mean, everything. But you caught us, what are we? So the middle of week four of 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So right now you're getting people who, where all of the resources that are necessary to perform, which is what we have to do, are everything's sucked down to the vitals. Your head, your heart, and your fingers, right? And everything else is sort of extraneous at this point, which means, like, restraint, that tends to go away. Feeling in the extremities, that goes away. So it's just, you know, respiration, performance.
We don't need to cook our meat at this point of the trip. You know, we're pretty much, we're hunkered in the corner chewing on something. It's half Blair Witch, half Lord of the Rings at this point in our bus. Really.
There's a wolf in the background.
There is a wolf in the background.
We are lucid.
Someone's do you ever get time away from each other?
There's a gentle dove cooing.
I'm going to need that ring back, by the way, guys.
Yeah, I really am going to need that ring.
Do you guys ever get time away from each other or feel like you need to?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you know, we've got individual families and lives and stuff like that. So when we, when we get home, it's nice to just take a breath and kind of reflect on what just happened. You know, I know myself, it used to take me about 3 weeks to recover from a tour. Now I'm down to about 4 or 5 days. I'm pretty good at about 4 or 5 days.
That's good. That's
really
good.
Make it a point. I get 1 day of lazy time, and then I've got to go do something.
You get itchy.
And those are fun days. I'll go to the gym, and my trainer will look at me and go, wow, are you sure you want to be here right now? You still have that glassy look in your eyes, like you've just been in and out of one floor of the cuckoo's nest over the last...
That faraway glare.
Yeah, that thousand-yard stare where I'm getting a bag of sandwiches and sitting on top of a building and staring at people.
Anyway. Madison Theater tonight. Have you ever played there before?
Yeah, we've... this is actually... many times. We've played there a bunch for a bunch of years. It's a great spot. It's a great family. The crowds always turn out. It's always a raging good time. It's no coincidence we're there at the end of a trip. And one of the great road restaurants that exists is right down the street, this great Korean place. And we go and eat there, and it's just, you know, I made a reservation today. Between 8 and 15 people will be attending. It's
whatever shows up, huh?
Somewhere. And she said, oh, Yonder? Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. We're excited to see you guys again.
They remember.
Yeah, well, we absolutely remember you. I said, yeah, we'll take the whole left side of the menu and then just keep it coming.
Just keep it coming. Well, let's keep it coming here.
All right. Little tune wrote with her, the great Danny Barnes. Little fairy tale for all you kiddies sleeping out there.
One. Same street, we were rolling the same way. I saw you slip and fall, but I didn't land a hand. Couldn't shake that old time number from running through my head.
Hell, honey, when you come back round,
better say your prayers, better kiss the ground. I'm a ragdoll peeping in you in the shade. Better kiss the ground. Yeah, Jenny, I'm leaving on the first thing smoking. Same exact movements when I was a child. I was absorbing all the cracks, the wobbles, the wonders, and the wild. And I would sing that song right out loud, and I'd make up every word. Just couldn't shake the old time numbers from running through my head.
Hell, honey, when you come back round,
you better say your prayers, better kiss the ground. Ragdoll peeping in your window shade.
Hell, honey, when you come back round,
you better say your prayers, you better kiss the ground. Yeah, Jenny, I'm leaving on the first thing smoking. You had better believe it. Strangest thoughts the other day. We were moving down the same street, we were rolling the same way. I saw you slip and fall, but I didn't land a hand. Couldn't get that old time number from rumbling, rolling and tumbling through my head.
Hell, honey, when you come back round,
you better say your prayers, you better kiss the ground. I'm a ragdoll peeping in you in the shade.
Hell, honey, when you come back round,
you better say your prayers, you better kiss the ground. Yeah, Jenny, I'm leaving on the first thing smoking.
Hey, 89.7 WNKU 104.1 105.9. Mentioned you wrote that with Danny Barnes.
Danny Barnes, yeah.
Yeah, I love this stuff.
I had the whole thing written, and the chorus was just, "Hell, honey, when you come back around, you better say your prayers, you better kiss the ground." And then there was a space. And then it said it again, and then there was a space. And we were both standing in my kitchen in our pajamas, drinking espresso. And he goes, play that chorus one more time. And I played it, and I sang it. And verbatim, I said, "Hell, honey, when you come back around, you better say your prayers, you better kiss the ground." And verbatim out of his mouth, he went, "I'm a rag doll peeping in your window shade." And I looked at him, and I went, "Are you kidding me?" And he goes, "Play that again." And I played it again. He goes, "Hey, Jenny, I'm leaving on the first thing smoking." And I wrote him down as he said him. We looked at each other. We laughed. We high-fived. We sat down and drank more espresso and watched cartoons all day. I'm like, "We're done. Yeah, we're done, dude. That's it. We're done.
Work's done.
Come,
for the
we're
day.
Done. That's it." It was like 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, "Yeah, high five. Go, yeah."
That'd be great if you could do that every day.
Oh, I wish.
Real quick, we were talking about this earlier. You getting hit by an automobile.
Yesterday in the lovely city, where were we yesterday? Columbus, Ohio. Lovely Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to get some Chinese food. I was craving some tofu, some homestyle tofu, and I'm walking, and I'm a block away from the Chinese food place, and I don't like to cross against crosswalk signs. You know, yeah. I like to wait until they change, because that way if I get hit by a car, that way I'm in the right. Well, yesterday, my number was finally up, and this kid, he couldn't have been 19 years old. He pulls up in this blue Nissan. He's getting ready to make a right-hand turn, and I had to walk, and I looked at him. He looked at me, and I kind of waved at him, and I started walking, and I took two steps, and and he accelerated, and up on his hood I went, and I put my hand against his windshield and asked him in a very nice manner to please stop so I could exit the hood of his car. And I rolled off, and it was a to-do.
Did he stop?
He eventually did, yeah. Yeah. There was a great witness, this great guy, Tom, who stood in front of the car, so he was going to drive away. He was going to class. He was a little late. And he was bent on getting there whether I was on the hood or not, so... It was, that don't kill me will only make me stronger.
And
to
a little
quote
more
the great
bruised.
Mr. West.
And a little more bruised.
Why not? You know, that's hey, right. I'm here. So
that's great.
My show must go on. That's what I learned over at the conservatory across the river. So,
Yarn Mountain String Band in the studio at Madison Theater tonight with infamous String Dusters. Guys, fantastic you dropping by. I know it's you just got into town, and it's a little bit of a hassle, but we really appreciate it.
You guys, from the first time we ever played over at the old Barrel House way back in the early 2000s or 99 or whenever that was, you always had a banner behind us supporting us, and you always came out and gave us your love and played our music. So, you know, 3 o'clock may be early in musician terms, but it's always a pleasure to stop by, and we really do thank you for the support for like 13 years now. So
well, I guess you already know you have a large audience in this area.
Well,
it is fantastic.
We'll be eating Korean food before the show. Come by and say hello.
Let's take us out with something.
Thank you. Let's see. I don't care what you say. I'm gonna drink my corn liquor anyway. Let's keep it up in G, why don't we?
Oh, me.
Oh, me.
Where are my picks?
Oh, my.
Where are my picks? Oh, my.
Where are his picks? Oh, my.
I said, let me fall, little girl. Let me fall. Sincerely thank all of you in the greater Cincinnati, Kentucky area for joining us this afternoon. Be good to your mothers. Always make sure to wash the dog after playing out in the rain. Every now and then make pancakes for your kids. It's a good thing to do. We hope to see you all tonight at the show. If we don't see you tonight, we hope we see you soon. Be well, stay good. WNKU, that's a whole different bag. Right?
what she say. I'm gonna drink my corn liquor anyway.
Oh me,
oh me,
oh my,
oh my.
Let me fall, girl, let me fall.
Oh me,
oh me,
oh my.
Oh my, let me fall, little girl, let me fall.
Oh me,
oh me,
oh my.
Oh my, let me fall, little girl, let me fall.
7 WNKU 104.1 105.9 Yonder Mountain String Band. Guys, once again, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a good one, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks,
back
sir.
In town.
Thank you.
You were at 89.7 WNKU 104.1 105.9.